You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
The readings this week actually kind of coincide with last week in a sense that last week was the baptism of the Lord, and that was important for us as Christians because Jesus says, now I am going to publicly minister to the people. And baptism means publicly ministering. And therefore, as Christians, we have to follow Christ, have to minister publicly as well. It is important. It would have been convenient if Jesus had come down to the world and said, all you got to do is lock yourself in your room and do these prayers and say this and do that, you'll be fine. But Jesus didn't do that. Jesus said, no, it's all about the public witness. So whether we like it or not, that's just what Jesus tells us to do. And so there it is. The public witness. So now we've got to talk about that a little bit. But before that, we do get a little pep talk, in a sense, from Isaiah. Isaiah is great because it's almost like Jesus talking to us and says, fear not, I am going to call you by a new name, and nations shall behold your vindication. No longer will you be forsaken, no longer will you be desolate. There will be something great. And we achieve this greatness by our public witness. Nations will see our vindication. And how will they see it? Through our public witness of being good and kind follower of Jesus' message. So that's the good news that Jesus gives us through Isaiah and the little pep talk. Because here comes the work part, as always. In our second reading from St. Paul to the Corinthians, St. Paul kind of gives us the plan. Well, okay, if we're to be so public about our ministry, well, what is that all about? Well, the Holy Spirit comes into play. And as usual, there's always kind of this fine print, but it's important. But the Spirit says, listen, I'm going to help you out. I'm going to give you what you need. There will be times when we all need different gifts, different talents, different something. And that is true. Throughout the day, sometimes we may need patience. Sometimes during the day, we may need forgiveness or kindness or compassion. And the Holy Spirit says, I'm going to come right through you. I'm going to be whipping right through you. But now you got to kind of be open to that. Because why? It's a public ministry. So don't stop the Spirit. Allow the Spirit to flow through us. And show that love, show that passion, show that forgiveness and that kindness. And you know, all of that will come through. Now, and here's the problem, though. It comes through in bits and pieces in all different ways. And let's listen to what the Spirit says. But the one and same Spirit produces all of these, and they gave that whole list on the second reading, distributed them individually. So it's not all we get all one thing. It's not one package. The Spirit says we all get it individually. To each person as the Spirit wishes. So that's important too. The Spirit works through us in different ways, and we're all talented. We have different talents, and we're going to be called to do different things at different times. So basically the Spirit says, deal with it. Deal with it. This is how it's going to be. If you're going to be a follower of Jesus, I'm going to give you the talents that you need. Well, that's the plan. Now, how do we put it in practice? And that, we go to the gospel reading. I wish Jesus would be a little bit more demonstrative. He got better as he went along, but supposedly this was Jesus's first miracle, if you will. It's always been theologically known as his first miracle. And as miracles go, it's pretty quiet as miracles go. Come on. Something has to happen here, more than what Jesus did. But okay, let's find out. First of all, there's a wedding. Mary was invited, and Jesus and the apostles tagged along. Okay, now, we don't know who was married. We don't even know the ceremony, because we pick up the action at the reception. So we're all at the reception right now, and the reception's going on, and it's been going on for quite a while. Why? Because the wine is running out. And Mary knows that when the wine runs out, the party runs out. So that for some reason, and we have no idea why, Mary wishes this celebration to continue. So she gets Jesus to help. Jesus says, fill up these jars. So they fill up the jars. Okay, and big, I'm assuming big things, 20 to 30 gallons. So these are big jars that they fill up. Okay, take a cup. So he tells this guy, take a cup of water, which is still water. And Jesus says, now take this cup of water and go to that guy, the head waiter. Okay, so take the cup of water and off he goes. Here's the problem. When Jesus heals a blind person, we know immediately when the blind person sees, hey, a miracle just happened. Or when a guy can't walk and, hey, Jesus just healed this guy, he can walk. We know when it happened and we say, look, look, there it is. There's the miracle. Where's the miracle here? Cup of water, I'm going over here to this guy. Well, something happened. And here's the problem. Jesus didn't jump up and down. Jesus didn't wave his arms, abracadabra. They didn't even stop the party. No one else knew. No one knew what was going on because basically probably everyone was drunk. And they just kept going. And it was a loud party, obviously. It was a loud party. So somewhere something happened. Something important. Because the party continued. But no one knew the miracle that occurred. The servants who filled up the water jars probably sort of figured it out. But even the head waiter wasn't in on it. No one knew. And the party continued. Okay. We are called to be a public witness, and we are called to allow this flow of the Spirit through us to show Christ's love to the world. And we do this in the ways that we see at the wedding of Cana. It is important for us because God works in these miracles very quietly, and we are called to do this work, and we do it quietly. The world out there is very busy about what the world is about, and we kind of enter into the world and we get busy about what we are about. However, nonetheless, Jesus says, if you are my follower, there are going to be times when I'm going to ask you to do something, and just do it. Will the world know you're doing it? No. No one may know. No one may know. But it could be something very small that is important. And so for us, it means the challenge of being open to the Spirit. So when we wake up and we don't feel happy, but we still force ourselves to do good, that's a miracle. Really, isn't it? You know, because I don't feel like being good today. I don't feel like being nice, or I don't feel like being patient. But the Spirit says, I don't care. You need to do this right now. For this person or that person or these people, this is what is needed. So guess what? We become the water. We become the water. If we allow Jesus' love and Jesus' Spirit to flow through us, we may be coming to a situation where we don't feel like doing this or feel like doing that, but we say, okay, I'm going to do it. A miracle occurs. And you know what? You might not even see it. Being kind to a person, or even smiling, or saying something to a person, or helping a person, to you might feel small, like a cup of water. To another person, it might be a miracle. And so today, Jesus is really saying, please help me out. You may not see it. The world may not see it, but I see it. But more importantly, the other person whom we show kindness to and compassion to, no matter how small we think it is, in the hands of Jesus, it is a miracle. And so that is what we are called to do today. We are called to continue that public ministry of our baptism by showing Christ's love and compassion. And in doing so, whether we see it or not, or even whether the world sees it or not, a miracle occurs. The world gets better.